This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in June of this year. Stock was trading at around 5.5 cents. Now it's trading at 8 cents, and the volume seems to come back on this stock. We're talking about no other than Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFOR. With us today is Mr. Mark Kay. He's the CEO and chairman of the company. Going to bring us up to speed. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on again.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A today, if you would, give a lot of my new listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and how and what you guys do out there.
Sure. We are a strong cybersecurity company. We own 5 different products that we sell: Protect ID, Guarded ID, Mobile Trust, Safety Chat, and Privacy Lock. And Privacy Lock and Safety Chat are pretty new. And we used to be trading like at 0.002. We're now trading at about 8 cents, which has gone up recently as of last night. And we feel real strong about what we're doing.
You know, today you put out a press release. I believe that the Patent Office issued BlockSafe Technologies a patent. And that being said, what is so special about the latest patent that you just got approved?
Everett, I'm glad you're asking, because that patent is not just an ordinary patent. It's very strong. It's the name of it, by the way, is the Systems and Methods for Controlling Access to a Blockchain. Now, if anybody can control access to a blockchain, they would make a million, at least. And it actually gives us that capability.
Wow.
It allows us to control access to any blockchain, and it's fantastic. It's very powerful, and it's surprisingly, we were surprised to receive it. But it's ours as of today, October 12th, is when it went live.
Right.
And it deals with so many pieces. It deals with the blockchain security agent, the authenticator, rules engine, policy engine, enterprise interface, content scanner, and blockchain interface. All those parts it includes as part of our patent. So we feel it's the strongest patent we've actually ever had. And we'll be looking into using it as we do that. Of course, it's owned by BlockSafe, but, you know, BlockSafe is a subsidiary of Strikeforce Technologies.
Exactly. And I want to put the horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse, but that being said, blockchain is a very heavy buzzword out there. The industry is moving in so many different ways and so rapidly. How are you going to market this? How are you going to take this patent, take it to commercial use, and actually monetize it?
Well, the good news is our BlockSafe company is going forward, we haven't done much with it since we came up with SafetyChat and when it originally died. But obviously, we're keeping it, and the blockchain business is growing rapidly, as it says in our PR. You know, JP Morgan and other major companies are using it heavily now, and we see it growing rapidly. So at some point, we'll hopefully get a BSafe token. If not, we can still make this patent beneficial without even owning a product. And we feel very strong about it. So we'll be looking into the use of the patent over the next couple of months to see where and how we can use it potentially in some of the major companies out there. And we feel we should be able to, which, again, is surprising. And, by the way, we're also looking at making this patent international.
Nice.
And we had just a short period of time, and we have it out there now internationally being looked at as a potential patent. So we feel it's going to get strong and stronger as we stay with it.
Mark, let's change gears. Let's talk about one of your products that last time you were on the show, we were in beta testing, and then we were getting ready for commercial use, and that is SafetyChat. What's the latest on there? Where do we go from here?
Well, obviously, since we started, it's now a real product. It's in the marketplace, and we are constantly upgrading the product. You know, we don't put PRs out on it anymore because it's constantly being upgraded all the time. With all the comments, by the way, and issues that people have in our support role, and we constantly add it to our product, as well as we're having it constantly tested by specialists out there on finding things, and as they find things, we're upgrading it. Obviously, people are asking about recording. We still don't have recording. We have one last piece to solve on it. It's a little more difficult because of all the security we have in it. It's more difficult than average, but it is being worked on by many different people that we're having assigned to it. It's still getting closer. When it's done, we will let everybody know. But the good news is we have a lot of companies waiting for recording, and as soon as recording comes out, they will start testing it and potentially buying it. And we're talking about large companies as well. And besides all that, we actually will also be allowing the enterprises now to automatically buy SafetyChat from our website. If anybody looks at the new website lately, it does say under enterprise, it says call for quote. It will start saying buy now. And it will allow, you know, depending on how many you can buy, you'll be able to buy a lot of them for an enterprise online, and you won't have to call us and we won't have to go through any kind of a special process to sell it. So that's a huge deal for us to be able to do that automatically. And we feel that it's a very strong piece and it's been very difficult to build. But that will be live most likely by early next week.
You know, you've been on my show many, many times over the course of the last couple of years, and one of your claim to fame is that your product is better than Zoom. Your encryptic is a lot better. The whole process is a lot better. That being said, where are we at in that process, and what does the future look like for Strikeforce going over, say, the next 2 to 3 quarters?
And that's another great question, Everett, and I appreciate that. Obviously, we're working very hard on the future of Strikeforce, and we are doing a lot. We're even more bullish now at the new patent we got, of course, we didn't expect. And we will be looking into extending that patent internationally, as I said earlier. But also with recording on the brink of getting it, and we expect SafetyChat to be selling a lot now in terms of getting the product fully done with recording. And we're also doing a lot more on the marketing side. You know, as people are starting to see the videos we just had done, and they're being done for every product. They're not out yet, but every product will have its own video, not just the company. We're spending a lot of money on getting them by the right companies as well. We did interviews with NASDAQ. We'll be doing more with them as we go forward. And the marketing companies are starting to push us out more and more, and we're spending money on them, and we're trying to hire some good salespeople, which are actually hard to find these days. and all companies are having a hard time hiring anybody for anything. But we're trying hard, and money's not keeping us back, which it always did in the past. So we feel very good, very bullish, and we feel we have a strong future ahead of us.
Well, your stock's moved up over 40% since the last time you've been on the show, so you must be doing something right, and the volume seems to start increasing also. Mark, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's show?
Well, I'd just like everybody, first of all, I want to thank everybody tremendously for sticking with us during this time as we keep building the products tremendously, and who knows what we'll do next, to be honest, but with recording about to come out, with the products getting even further, we see SafetyChat starting to show up, and we're going to have it soon, actually very soon, showing up in subways on billboards. So it's going to show up on be an everyday piece that everybody will see and understand and have to know what it is, which is what we have to do to get it out there and get it sold, especially to the communities. So we're starting to do a lot more, and we'd hope everyone's, please stay with it, you know, buy it. If you haven't bought it yet, you'll see the product does all the security possible. It is the only company that's a cybersecurity company with video conferencing. All the other video conferencing companies are just plain video conferencing with no security.
Right.
We have tons of security, and we're going to make it work as if it's seamless with the security, yet you're totally safe. You will not get bombed. Nobody can jump into your network. Nobody can jump into your video recording, and that is becoming very, very popular as a cybersecurity company especially. So we feel very strong about it. We feel very good about it, and we feel that Safety Chat will be the key, which runs on Protect ID, which is also our cybersecurity product, just so everybody knows. So it's not just talk. So we appreciate it greatly, and thank you all very much.
Mark Kay's been my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of Strikeforce Technologies. Take a look at him. You can find him on the OTC markets. Ticker symbol SFOR. Mark, thanks so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you come back in another 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Hopefully I have a reason to. Otherwise, I won't, but I'm sure I will. Thank you very much, Everett.
Thank you, sir.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.